Radio 1. Vorspiel.
Die Dropkick Murphys formierten sich 1996 in Boston, Massachusetts als irisch-amerikanische Folk-Punk-Band. Seitdem hat sich das Ensemble um Ken Casey und Al Barr vor allem durch mitreißende Live-Auftritte eine weltweite Pogo-Fangemeinde erspielt. Bei ihrem Songrepertoire bedienen sie sich gern in der irischen Folk-Music bei Woody Guthrie oder covern auch mal Badlands von Bruce Springsteen. Letzterer war auch schon genauso wie Pogue-Sänger Shane McGowan Studiogast bei den Dropkick Murphys. Nach Auftritten beim Hurricane und Southside Festival sind sie heute Abend in der Spandauer Zitadelle zugange und jetzt begrüßen wir die Dropkick Murphys im Radio 1 Studio im Admiralspalast.
Der Kopf von Janze ist da. Al Barr, hi, welcome.
Hey, how's it going? That was quite a fancy intro.
You understood everything because you...
Every word.
German.
Yes, ein kleines bisschen, also kann ich, aber es eigentlich war es meine erste Sprache, aber...
Deine Mutter ist Deutsche.
Meine Mutter ist Deutsch, aber weißt du, zu Hause, ich rede kein Deutsch zu Hause, ich bin faul und darum ist mein Deutsch so schlimm.
Okay, we are doing the interview in English,
yes,
and
please.
I have to translate, so okay. You can correct me.
Okay.
So I read a funny article today. It was a short announcement of your concert tonight, and you were called in this article an Irish band.
Yeah, we get that a lot. It's funny. I think there's always been a misunderstanding that we're from Ireland, and we get that in America still. People that discover the band go, oh, I thought they were from Ireland. And, you know, I think if you know Boston at all, there's a huge population of Irish in Boston. So, you know, everybody in the band has ties to Ireland, except for myself. And I'm the Scottish kraut in the band, I say. And but you know, I think that's the misconception. When the band started in 1996, we were a 4-piece band. It was just guitars, drums, bass, and vocals. And it wasn't until 2001 where we, you know, became a 7-piece. We found kids in the punk scene that played these crazy instruments that took us a long time to figure out how to mic and actually make sound good on stage. But, you know, before that, we'd go into clubs with a cassette tape of bagpipes and hand it to the sound guy and say, can you play this right before we go on stage? And so it was a little cheap, people would probably say today, because it was like, where's the real piper, you know? But we have a real piper, so it's all good.
Also, die irischen Pfeifen, die Flöten, die haben sie früher noch mit Band eingespielt. Mittlerweile sind sie eine 7-köpfige Band, von 4 auf 7 angewachsen und haben natürlich alle Instrumente von der Tin Whistle bis übers Akkordeon oder Banjo alles live auf der Bühne, aber am Anfang sah das anders aus. Ich habe heute einen Artikel gelesen, da wurde Dropkick Murphys als irische Band angekündigt. Das ist nicht richtig. Sie kommen aus Boston, da gibt's natürlich viele, viele Menschen mit irischen Wurzeln und bis auf Al, der schottische Wurzeln hat, sein Vater ist Schotte, sind auch alle anderen Bandmitglieder irischer Abstammung und es passiert ihnen sogar in Amerika, dass viele glauben, sie wären eine irische Band, aber nein, sie kommen aus Boston. Yeah, as I told the audience, you are from Boston, but with Irish roots. Beside the music, how important are those roots to you?
Well, I think, you know, for the kind of band that Dropkick Murphys was, and even in the 4-piece days, you know, because if you listen to the first recorded song the band did, the first song that made people think of I forget who famously said, you guys sound like a Mischung zwischen Ramones and Pogues. And that was when they heard Barroom Hero, because it had bagpipes on it, because there was a guy in Boston who played the bagpipes who was willing to go and record on the records. But the problem is he had a real job that paid him real money and he had kids and, you know, he's not going to go get in a van with us and make no money and then come home and be thrown out on the street. So, you know, that's why it took us a while to, you know, actually get people that were playing these instruments that were, you know, from the punk scene. But, you know, it, in terms of the kind of band, going back to what I was saying, the kind of band that Dropkick Murphys, you know, was in its inception, I think, you know, Ken being the leader and the remaining, you know, the only original member from the first lineup, you know, he had a vision, I think, you know, and it's, you know, it's like we drew upon, you know, we were a band that went outside of punk rock for influences, you know what I mean? I mean, there wasn't something that was... That wasn't something that was being done by anyone else. You know what I mean? It wasn't, you know, I mean, granted, the Pogues were like had that Irish folk with some rock influences, but they leaned more heavy, I always thought, on the folk side of things, which, and they're, you know, if without the Pogues, there would be no Dropkick Murphys. But I think what we did was we took it to that next level. We were always a punk band first, and then we went outside of that influence to include, you know, Irish folk, American folk, you know, Woody Guthrie, you know, and then street rock and roll, you know.
Angefangen haben die Dropkick Murphys in den Zeiten Mitte der 90er, als sie noch zu viert waren, als Punkband. Also da ja, sind sie verwurzelt vor allen Dingen. Nicht nur die irischen Wurzeln spielen eine große Rolle, vor allen Dingen die Herkunft aus der Punkmusikszene ist sehr wichtig. Und am Anfang gab es einen Song, da hat ein Gastmusiker, ein Freund, Dudelsack gespielt. Der hatte aber einen richtigen Job und wollte nicht bei der Band mitmachen und dann zu Hause bei seiner Frau rausgeworfen werden, weil er hatte Kinder zu ernähren. Also war das dann am Anfang mehr so ein Zufall, dass sie die irische Musik mit haben einfließen lassen. Es wurde aber immer mehr und mittlerweile werden die Dropkick Murphys als eine Mischung der aus Ramones und den Pogues beschrieben. So, I read a story about a concert in New York last year. Ken had to beat a so-called fan from stage because he showed a Nazi salute.
I'm not sure if Ken had to do that, but in a way he did to do that because, you know, we can't have someone come on. Well, let me back up for a minute. What ended up happening was we were playing two nights in New York City, and I think it was, I want to say it was the second night. So it was the last show of two on the tour that we were doing. We were making our way back. It was the St. Paddy's Day tour that we do every year. And so we start somewhere in the country and then we kind of find our way back to Boston. And then we do, you know, a series of concerts in Boston. And people come from all over the world. It's become a tradition that we've started.
But what I want to know is, what do those people think to find on your concert? Is it when it's about national identity?
This is the thing. This is not something that happens every
okay.
day. This was er war besoffen und probably thought he was at you know, a techno show and didn't know that he was at a Dropkick Murphy show. It was funny because he got on stage and it was at the time of the set where we're doing the encore and we're inviting fans to get on stage with us, so it's allowed, you know, people come on stage and they're dancing and singing along, and it's kind of, it looks like crazy to anybody walking by, but we call it controlled craziness. And this guy decided in the middle of it all to throw his Roman salute in the air, if you will. And Kenny, you know, I was, it's funny because I looked back as I saw Kenny go and start to kind of, you know, pummel the guy. But I didn't even know what was going on because I was kind of focused in front singing, and then all of a sudden I noticed this melee happen, and then of course I watched it as many did on YouTube, and it was you know, the guy was an idiot. And it's funny, we had friends of ours who were on stage who were actually off-duty policemen for a living, and but they weren't working, they were just there as fans. And as soon as the guy was getting pummeled by Kenny, these guys just jumped on him and, you know, put handcuffs on him and took him out the back. And, you know, I don't think we ever heard from the guy again. You know, you do stupid things like that. And, you know, I think it's the band's responsibility to make it clear that this isn't accepted, you
okay.
know, and Kenny definitely did that, you know, in his way. So, you know.
Es war eine Ausnahme, aber eine Geschichte, die durch die Presse ging. Im vergangenen Jahr gab es einen ja, nennen wir ihn einfach mal Idioten, der sich mit auf die Bühne gestellt hat. Es gibt bei den Konzerten der Dropkick Murphys immer die Möglichkeit, dass die Fans mit auf die Bühne kommen können, mit tanzen können, da oben mit feiern können. Elle sagt gerade, das ist, sie nennen es ein kontrolliertes Chaos. Und da war einer dabei, der hat den Nazi-Gruß gezeigt und es ist eine Ausnahme, sagt Elle. Also diejenigen, die denken, mit den nationalen Wurzeln, mit den Dropkick Murphys da umgehen, hätten sie dann auch irgendwas auf deren Konzerten zu suchen. Die sind liegen völlig falsch und die sind auch heute Abend unerwünscht auf der Zitadelle Spandau. Da treten Dropkick Murphys auf. Musik haben wir jetzt von ihnen. Hier ist vom aktuellen Album Rose Tattoo. You had a funny idea for the release of this song.
For this record, actually. But yeah, for particularly going along with this song. But yeah, we had a contest to see. It was funny, you know. It started as a bit of a witz, you know, with us. We said, wouldn't it be funny, you know, say, oh, let's see how many people would be willing to, you know, destroy their bodies with the band's name or with a, you know, but then kind of going with the, you know, the whole feeling of the record, the sign and seal and blood and the rose, and see how many people would get the rose tattoo. And it was funny, at first we would get these pictures of rose tattoos and, you know, ones that would be going along with the album, and then it was like people kind of ran riot with it. All of a sudden, it was like dudes are just getting whatever they wanted, and as long as they put Dropkick Murphys, they're like, "Come on, I put your name, and it's a surfboard." I know, but whatever, you know, it's okay. But yeah, no, it was amazing. It was very, it's very humbling, I think, to a band to see, you know, people that are, like I said, willing to you know, desecrate themselves for us. Because, you know, kids, tattoos are forever. They don't come off. So
how many pictures of tattoos did you get?
I don't think I ever counted how many, but too many to remember the first one you looked at. You know, it basically, you went through piles of pictures, and it was just like, you know, you'd see some that were just amazing and then some that weren't that amazing. But the fact that someone was willing to do it is in itself amazing, I think, even if it's like, looks like it was done by me and I'm a terrible artist. So, you know what I mean? I think it's still, you know, it's very humbling to a band to see that kind of commitment and loyalty from fans. So we always say we have the best fans in the world, and, you know, and we know that, and we wouldn't be anywhere without them. So, and we're a band that's, you know, that have always felt that way. And we will always feel that way.
Großartige Idee. Sie haben für den Song, den wir gerade gehört haben, Rose Tattoo, ihre Fans aufgefordert, Bilder zu schicken von Tätowierungen, die sie gemacht haben mit dem Bandlogo, mit Rosen. Und ja, am Ende haben sie auch alles genommen, was wo irgendwie Dropkick Murphys drin stand, auch wenn es ein Bild nicht von einer Rose, sondern von einem Surfbrett war. Und es waren unglaublich viele Bilder, sagt Elle. Und es ist einfach ein großartiges Gefühl zu sehen, wie loyal ihre Fans sind. Und er sagt, es sind die besten Fans der Welt. Aber Kinder, auch das, die Warnung. Tätowierungen, Tattoos sind für immer. Also denkt vorher drüber nach. You are a band of seven now?
Yes.
How do you write and record your songs with seven band members?
Well, usually it starts off very peacefully and then turns into a Krieg. No, it's, you know, everybody kind of finds their, you know, their niche, if you will, in the writing process. You know, I feel really lucky to be part of a bunch of guys as talented as the ones that I work with are. You know, the guys in the band are just amazing. You know, the guitar players, the everybody in the band that I work with is just amazing, and I'm constantly reminded by that every night when I go on stage with them, and I'm just glad to be here and psyched to be part of such a great bunch of people that are so talented. And to answer your question more directly, you know, some guys, you know, focus more on, you know, the harmony, the melodies, or on the actual writing of the music. And then, you know, other guys that aren't so musically inclined or instrumentally inclined, I should say, such as myself, focus on, you know, words and lyrics, which, you know, I think can be just as important sometimes. In any event, you know, I think, you know, especially with this last record, I really feel like it brought out some hidden, I just really felt, again, like I was really blown away by some of the ideas and creativity that came out with my fellow bandmates. So again, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad they chose fit to keep me around.
Das aktuelle Album Signed and Sealed in Blood, so heißt es, und El sagt gerade, es bläst ihn immer wieder um, wie kreativ seine Band Kollegen sind. 7 sind es ja an der Zahl, und es ist wirklich eine Zusammenarbeit, wenn sie Songs schreiben. Also die einen konzentrieren sich auf die Harmonien, die anderen auf die Melodien, die Instrumentierung. Er sagt, ist halt nicht so talentiert, was Instrumente angeht. Er schreibt die Texte, und so ist dann jeder Song auch wirklich ein Gemeinschaftsprodukt, ein Gemeinschaftswerk. Und Al sagt gerade, also es ist großartig, mit so talentierten Menschen zusammenzuarbeiten, und er freut sich jedes Mal, mit ihnen auf der Bühne zu stehen. Das tun sie heute Abend. Dropkick Murphys sind auf der Zitadelle Spandau live zu erleben. Stage Time der Band ist um 20.30 Uhr, also noch ein bisschen Zeit, um hinzukommen. Und es gibt auch noch Tickets an der Abendkasse. Al Barr war zu Gast bei uns. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here. Have a great day.
Our pleasure.
See you tonight.
Radio 1, 1, 1, 1, nur für Erwachsene.